how to help Palestinians, who's responsible, and concrete steps. I'll take those together. I think the Palestinian government is a crappy government. I would like it to be out as much as I want Bibi Netanyahu to be out. I see no difference. The Palestinian Authority has no power, no authority really, and has been very corrupt, and everybody knows that. It's no secret. The average age of Palestinian leadership in the government is about 70 plus years old. The average age of Palestinians is like in the 20s. Most Palestinians are under 35 years old. So I'm actually among the old Palestinians now. And that needs to change. And I think there is a role for the international community. I can give you an example. I tried to run for an office in Jerusalem. And when the Palestinian Authority opposed me, threatened me, when Israel opposed me and threatened me, nobody in the international community cared. So everyone talks about, where are the young Palestinian leaders? And I thought, oh, well, if I step up, everybody's going to help me, because Europe keeps talking, we need to see young Palestinian leaders. America keeps saying, we need to see young Palestinian leaders. And I stepped up and I almost got myself killed, and nobody, none, stepped in to help, not even by word. I met every diplomat you can imagine from Europe and from the US and Israel and Palestine, begging for their help. This was in 2018 when I was young. And I couldn't get any support from anyone. So I think in the same time we can criticize the Palestinian government, you have to understand, if you are a Palestinian, you have the Israeli government that's oppressing you, you have the Palestinian government that's oppressing you, and you have an international community that says a lot of nice things but doesn't really do much. And so if you want people like me to step up and take leadership position, we need you to help us make that happen. And you do that by pressuring, you know, somebody asked me, what are the steps? One is, we really do need you to put pressure on your governments. You need to write to your governments. I think that's what democracy is about, right? I'm not here to attack, you know, I'm not German, I can't tell you what to do, attack your government. But in Europe in general and in the US, we need people to start holding their politicians accountable on what they say versus what they do. And if they're gonna talk about supporting young Palestinian leadership, step up and help. You have so much pressure and ability to pressure the Palestinian Authority. As a donor to the Palestinian Authority, you have so much ability to pressure Israel. When I was threatened to be thrown out of the country, that is something Europe could have stood up and said, no, we thought there's a democracy in Israel. Why is he being threatened to be thrown out of the country? So that's one example. But I would say it even much less. I'm not gonna ask you for the whole world, much less. You heard very different message today than often you hear on television or often you hear about Israel and Palestine. The first thing you can do that is very simple, amplify those voices. Amplify our voices, but amplify the voices of other Israeli and Palestinian peacemakers. I mentioned Standing Together, I mentioned Rabbis for Human Rights, there's the Parents Circle, there is Combatants for Peace, there is Breaking the Silence. These are all amazing organizations. And you will find incredible stories. Please take those stories and amplify it. Post about them online. Tell your friends about these individuals, these stories. Talk to your media and tell them, these are stories we want you to cover. Because if you don't ask, no one's going to do it. So we have a few hundred people here, a couple hundred people. You have a lot more influence than you think you do if you make those steps and you make it conscious that you make those steps. Legitimize us as leaders. And you do that by just what I mentioned. You pressure your politicians to invite us to speak in whatever, the parliament. Invite Palestinians and Israeli peacemakers to address them, to make us come as the leaders. We tried to go to the G7 meeting. We couldn't go because nobody would invite us. They thought they can figure out Israel and Palestine alone. Having a peacemakers would not help them. And this is a big part of the problem. Every negotiations that have happened, everyone did not have any peacemakers. And so that actually most of them also didn't have women, which just add more to the idiocy, because there is a lot of research that shows a peace agreement without women being involved is 30% more likely to fail. Yeah. And yet, most peace agreements, not only in Israel and Palestine, to be fair, most peace agreements in the last 10 years that has been signed, the vast majority had no woman involved. Zero. Not even one woman involved. Peacemakers, I can tell you even without looking into research on this, peacemakers are never invited to, they have lawyers and they have generals usually negotiating. And we know these two really do a great job at negotiating settlements. So that's another thing. Changing the policies of any country happens through you, your vote, you calling people, you pressuring your politicians to change the policies. We talked about investing in peacemaking. That's something you can push your politicians to do. To say, why aren't we spending money on peace instead of on war? Why aren't we supporting peacemakers instead of crooked politicians? So there are a lot of steps that every one of us can do. And not everyone can do all of them. Some can donate. Some can give your time. You know, somebody was said, you're a therapist. You know how many, in Israel, there are much more therapists than Palestine. Everyone in Palestine today is traumatized. Everyone. Not only in Palestine, Palestinians abroad have been losing therapists. I've talked to multiple friends who their therapists said, we don't want to hear about Palestine and Israel. And so not being able to find a therapist. I looked for one in the beginning in November, and I called a friend of mine and said, I need help finding a therapist. She was a therapist, but she was booked fully. And she started asking people, other therapists, and they said, sorry, we're not taking Palestinians because we don't want to deal with that. So you can volunteer. Everyone here has a talent, time, that you can volunteer to support any of other organizations, causes, people we mentioned. A therapist terribly needed in this time. So there is a lot that all of us can do. And I think I answered everything.
So thank you, Aziz.